I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. On Front at Us, A Changing America tomorrow at 5:30 on KRWG-TV. Edmundo Resendez interviews author Laura Gomez about her new book, Manifest Destinies, The Making of the Mexican-American Race. In part three of a three-part series, Gomez discusses Mexican-Americans as a race.
Let's talk about your book, Manifest Destinies, The Making of the Mexican-American Race. What catches my attention is Mexican-American race.
Yes.
Not ethnicity, but race. Yes. Why is that important?
Right. Yeah. I was really trying to do that. The title is deliberately provocative in just that way, because we do tend to think about Mexican-Americans, and there are lots of good reasons why we think about Mexican-Americans as an ethnic group, our immigrant background, the fact that Mexican-Americans have a racial ancestry that is complicated because we have Indian background, we have the Spanish background, but we also have the influence of African slaves in Mexico, which was very significant in the...
Not to mention the Caribbean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Areas.
So we have that complex history, and we come to the United States, and in the United States, we're often thought of, oh, you're an immigrant, so you're an ethnic group. But what I was trying to suggest by the title and what the book talks about is that Mexican Americans have experienced intense racism in this country, and therefore, thinking about them as a racial group in comparison to African Americans really helps us understand a lot of American history. And so when we go back to the 19th century and thinking about, well, what happened in 1846 when the U.S. invaded Mexico, and then in 1848 when the U.S. forced Mexico to surrender and then give up half of its territory to the United States, what happened to those Mexican Americans? I call them the original Mexican Americans because they were the people who lived in that huge Mexican cession territory. There were 115,000 ethnic Mexicans living in that territory.
Who went from being Mexican citizens to American citizens.
To being American citizens under the treaty, right? But it was really a very tenuous kind of American citizenship, right? Second-class citizenship for sure. And I'm trying to put that period of American history into conversation with what comes later with the Civil War, not that much later, the end of slavery, right, the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, and how do those pieces of race fit together in the tapestry of U.S. racial history is really what the book is about.
We see rhetoric, it's as American as apple pie. It's existed for generations. You saw the rhetoric exist when you had Italian immigrants, mm-hmm. when you had Irish immigrants, mm-hmm. who were ethnic at the time, but over the years they've become mm-hmm. white Americans. Mm-hmm. Do you see Latinos becoming at one point in the future as being labeled as white?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. I want to just go back to something you said. So yes, at certain points in our history, Italian immigrants, especially those from southern Italy, were viewed as a different race. And there were lynchings of dark-skinned Italians in the South. Irish immigrants at certain points in our history were viewed as definitely not white, but over time, those groups became very solidly white. Now, with Mexican Americans, I think it's been a very different story. At certain points in our history, and in particular, I think in that 19th century moment, you can see that there's kind of in between, and maybe some of the privileges of whiteness applied to us. I think today we're moving in the other direction, where yes, in the census, in some very formulaic way, yes, we can say that we're white, right? And in the state of Texas and the state of New Mexico and state documents, you know, we can technically be white, but most people don't think of Latinos as white, right? So when you look at surveys and they say, would you like to live next to Latinos, next to Hispanics? They would say, no. Would you like your daughter to marry a Hispanic? They say, no. You know, there's still that racism. It's less than what African Americans experience, but it's still very distinctive. So I think we're moving in that other direction of becoming very clearly on the other side. And one signal of that is if you look at the language in the media of non-Hispanic white, right? So it's kind of like, well, Hispanics may be white in some sort of artificial sense, but the real whites are the non-Hispanic whites, right? So we're in a moment, I think, of a lot of change on this question. You know, I could be wrong about where we're headed, but I think that we're going to be, for this period of the next several decades, in this interesting place. And part of it is because of the demographics. We're 17% of the U.S. population now, but we will be 30% of the U.S. population within our lifetimes. And so that growth also is threatening to a lot of people.
That was Laura Gomez, author of Manifest Destinies, The Making of the Mexican-American Race, on Fronteras, A Changing America, tomorrow at 5:30 on KRWG-TV.